Approval of the program called Stop Child Hunger Act of 2021 could make pandemic-era pilot programs permanent to provide funds to replace meals during summer school breaks and unanticipated school closures. Gina Cornea with Utahns Against Hunger says unless lawmakers act, funding for these programs will expire at the end of the current school year.
It's expensive to run those programs. A lot of times they're connected to summer school programs. So if district doesn't have a summer school program, they don't have a summer food program because summer school isn't all summer.
The program provides families with kids eligible for free or reduced cost school meals with an electronic benefits transfer, or EBT card, to cover meals missed when school is not in session. Cornea says almost a third of all students in Utah public schools participate in one or more federally funded meals program.
The last data that we have, which has been disrupted by the pandemic, about 29% of Utah kids get their meals for free or at a reduced price, and that translates into more than 180,000 kids.
Cornea says the EBT program will help students with working parents or who live in rural areas without transportation to the school to have nutritious meals during breaks.
This would really go a long way in not only addressing those gaps, but giving families the freedom and the flexibility to buy the food that they want.
The bill has bipartisan support and is awaiting the committee hearings in both the House and the Senate. Utahns Against Hunger does not provide direct food services, but is a nonprofit agency that advises on public policy issues and advocates for federal nutrition programs. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.